So, I've really enjoyed being able to spend some time with Master Dealer Frank Hayes at Senior Helpers. And, sometimes you step back and you take an inventory of the business, what's working, where you want people to go. And the conversation's been so healthy with Frank. And let me tell you why. Because we talk about the differences of dealing with hospitals or dealing with pharmacies or dealing with physicians. We talk about the difference between medical home health and non-medical home care. We talk about the size and scope and direction of the overall industry. And we talk about missed opportunities and untapped demographics and market share just waiting for somebody to come and service it. And what it's done is these conversations have really been able to validate what we do and why we do it. So I'm going to try to summarize just a little bit of some of the insights that I gained from these recent conversations, right? Number one, when I talk about the field, I sometimes refer to the field as a group of people that have wonderful hearts and some good skills, but I sometimes worry that they have a difficult time envisioning themselves building a business and managing a business because it can be scary, right? It can be scary to think about running a business and starting to organize a plan where you'll bring in somebody to shadow you as your lead flow builds, and then you'll be hiring your own people, right? I mean, that's scary. If you've never done that before, it's hard to think about how you do it, how you'd keep them busy. We've got people out in the field I've offered to hire reps for them, and they've been kind of standoffish and don't pursue it. And you say, why is that? I don't know. Sometimes I think that it's because, when you make one amount and then you're making twice that, you might get complacent, or you might have a belief issue that that's as good as it's going to get. I don't know. I do know in the conversations as we've reviewed it. I'm going to try not to get on any tangents, and I want to. There's another conversation I had here with one of our pharmacy reps. I want to refer to that too. I hope I remember before I'm done. The real point is that these non-medical home care companies, they're hunters, right? I mean, they're in the industry because the industry is an industry they like. They like dealing with the aging population. They like dealing with the health and senior service providers and community out there. They know that this is a growth industry. They know that it's in its infancy of growth. But there's something about the non-medical home care business. They are hunters. If they don't go out and hunt and kill an order, they don't eat, and they know that. These are true salespeople. They have a passion for the people, a passion for the industry. They have a clear-cut vision for what kind of income they want to make. But let me give you some wonderful gems that came from this, and I hope it makes some changes to your own perspectives about your own potential and where you goal set for this month in March and how that becomes your springboard for every month thereafter. Guys, one, partner with more of these types of companies, right? Partner with people that are going out there every day harvesting referrals from the exact same type of people we harvest referrals from. They're dealing with physicians. They're dealing with home health companies. Now, when we talk about home health companies, remember that's a lot of referrals for reimbursed business. And so there's kind of this expectation. We deal with a lot of people that are, in nursing and dealing with people that have got these reimbursed services. And so sometimes we end up with that kind of free customer, right? The customer expecting something for free. Let me tell you about non-medical home care. Non-medical home care are salespeople that are out developing referrals from the exact same types of referral sources. They are building a cash business, not reimbursed, a cash business. Families and people that are organizing $20 to $30 an hour in funds to get the required service fees available to be able to provide the coverage for a mom, a dad, a spouse, or a loved one. Okay? So here's the ideal person bringing you the middle to upper income cash paying customer. Now here's the thing, guys, like in Texas, you know, these franchise owners, and remember what they've had to do. They've had to have hundreds of thousands of dollars in reserves in the bank. They've got to go out and pay $40,000, $50,000 on top of that to get the franchise rights to the area. Then they got to go out there and not make any money unless they go out and sell. They paid for their geographical territory. They paid for the right to be able to tap into all those referral sources in a protected area. But they have to go out and build the entire thing, right? So that's a great partner to align yourself with in the market. But I also want you to look at the person who runs that business and look in the mirror and say, why am I not doing more than I'm doing right now? They're going out to people and selling a $20 to $30 an hour service. $20 to $30 an hour. We're worried about $49 a month. They're selling to the middle America on up customer, just like we are. And they're selling $20 to $30 an hour service plans. They've got the average, you know, customer brings in over $20,000 a year in revenue. They're putting hundreds of these customers on. People are building businesses. These businesses are doing $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million in gross annual sales. $4 million from the same customers that you can go out and tap into. And some of them may not quite be there yet, may not quite be ready. And, you know, we have the conversation about how there hasn't been a solution for $200, $300, $500 like the Addison Care solution that's coming. When you're not dealing with the short-term reimbursed medical home health, when you're dealing with this massive population, let me tell you, I was looking at a review of one of the non-medical home care companies out there. They're doing like $800 million a quarter in the United States servicing middle America cash-paying seniors who are paying $20 to $30 an hour. Do you know how many customers they've been able to develop? But these companies that are going out for the cash business to provide that non-medical support and kind of senior sitting and care business at home, these businesses, man, they are turning down 70% of the inquiries. Like, they are parting ways. So here's it. They're building a business doing $1.5 million to $4 million a year, right? They grew it themselves from the same referral sources. As a registered agent in the state, here's the difference. They can't provide any financial incentive, no monthly overrides, no activation bonuses. They're getting referrals, millions of dollars in annual revenues from referrals from the same sources you go out and see, and you get to offer them a financial service and or incentive that they can't. They can't give a gift card to the employees of the doctor. They can't pay the doctor an upfront activation fee. They can't pay the doctor an override on the monthly service. They can't do anything. Can't take doctors to dinner. Can't do anything. You guys come in with guns blazing and all these great incentives. You get to go to the places they go, and you get to open up market share that they can't touch because you have a $50 and a $60 solution. Guys, you got to change the way that you're thinking out there. If you're not doing 50, 60 sales a month, it's because you're not out there hunting the way that you should be hunting, right? You got to dig in. You're not selling $20 to $30 an hour service plans where you got to go sell 20 hours a week. You're selling no money down, $25 activation fee, $50 a month. You got to get real. There are people out there, they don't want to live at home. They don't even want a stranger in their home. They're not quite at that level, but they know that they're at risk. They've had some falls. And let me tell you something else. So we've got this great new dealer who's going to be up in Shenandoah Valley, Teresa. She's amazing. She's so smart. She's been selling insurance for years. And she was telling me about the conversations. She said, do you know when, and remember now, that almost half of all women that are by age 74, 75 living alone because of men passed. She said, you have no idea what security and peace of mind means to these people. I've got a sister, I've got a friend. I mean, they talk about when there's a divorce, they talk about when somebody's a widow or a widower, they talk about how terrified these people are that all of a sudden they live alone in their house. All of a sudden you're in a 1,500 square foot house, a 3,000 square foot house. You know, you're looking around a 2,200 square foot house. People are sleeping with the lights on, completely terrified of every sound and every noise because they've never been alone in their house before. There's always been somebody next to them. There's always been this activity. And she said, you've no idea how scared seniors are. They're afraid to be living alone. If they've lost a spouse, the first 2.5 years is about what it takes to start getting used to being able to live single again. She said, they're all sleeping with every single light in the house on. And then they're worrying. Did I lock the doors? Did I lock all my four doors? Talk about forgetting their medication. They're worried whether the doors are locked, whether the windows are locked, right? So there's this, you know, there's this security concern. There's this terror of being alone. She said, you know what else is happening? After all these seniors I've been with, they're terrified when the family comes over. Everybody's afraid the family's coming over and looking around. You know, they got a phone call and they walked away and there was a plate of food, but the family comes over and all of a sudden they're looking around, checking things out. I don't know. Do you think Dad can still live on his own? Maybe we got to put Dad in a senior living community. Maybe Dad needs a nursing home. How long do you think this plate of food's been sitting out? I mean, the family gets terribly all up into the space, the living conditions, every single detail of what's going on with Mom or Dad when they're living alone. And the senior is terrified when the kids come. They're always wondering if they're being judged, if they're being evaluated, if somebody's going to say they can't live by themselves. So there's this fear of living alone and this insecurity. And then there's this fear that they're being judged and watched by, you know, their kids. And they have all this anxiety and distress anytime the kids show up. She was able to put a lot more color and a lot more detail into the psychological mindset. I actually said, I really think that we need to do a conference call and have you teach this as a class, because you're actually bringing things to mind and you're talking about feelings. And she laid out so many situations, I can't even recall them all, and gave me the mindset and perspective and the fears and anxieties of the seniors, of the aging. And it was mind-blowing. I've never seen somebody make what we do so darn important in so many new ways that I had never thought of before. So when I put all of this stuff together, and from the beginning to the end, I start thinking, guys, you should be grabbing a sales book that you download or take off the shelf. Every single week, you ought to be reading a new one. And I know this, there's a lot of people out there that are faking, right? And it's faking because of complacency. They go out and they get just enough kind of sales to kind of keep moving it along, to get some numbers on the books, to order up a little bit here and there. And then the kind of complacency comes in and they don't take it to the next level. And sometimes they don't take it to the next level because they don't have the strength and courage inside to go confront some of the opportunities in the marketplace, like closing that high volume orthopedic practice and sitting down with those three partners and that man office manager and those two nurse practitioners and selling them on this deal. And you know how I know? Because I spot check our salespeople and they're really good at like going through the five benefits. And now they're adding geo positioning and Pocket MD and family caregiver apps. So, you know, now it's like 8, you know, really great benefits. And so they're really good at that. But when I throw back a couple curveballs, even when they're soft lobs, when I come back and I start drilling in and I give a few objections, people crumple. Like they don't have a toolbox filled with these beautiful responses that they can just recall in a second, that they know so well. They can look ahead and see how people are responding while they're delivering the message. And if they feel that that message isn't being received and influencing the way they want to, they can slowly segue into another angle and then start delivering that. And they can observe while they're talking. You got to know it that well. So I mean, I think the real question is, and you guys can answer me in your comments, okay? And I'll look at them after. Do you really believe that you can build an ECG business that does 500, three-quarter of a million, 500,000, three-quarter of a million, 1.2, 1.5 million? Because I've done the math. The math doesn't lie. And if you say, well, these referral sources, I can't get referrals from these doctors. I can't. Why? Other people are. Other people who can't even incentivize them, who have to serve a much smaller niche of the market, they're going out without the incentives and a much smaller niche. And, you know, and look at how personal what we're offering is. I mean, when we talk about med compliance and following through on treatment plans and connecting the family caregivers and early intervention and physician on demand and an urgent care in the palm of your hand and activity detection and improving outcomes and being able to pay you and incentivize your staff so they're getting a pay increase, incentivize your staff so they're helping build the practice revenue, incentivize the staff so you've got employee retention, incentivizing you so you can overcome those rising costs of insurance and labor and utilities and insurance, all these different, and the reduced reimbursements. We're going to cover your rising overhead. We're going to fill up and backfill and build a mountain of income where there was a huge cavernous hole in the ground, which is all of the reduced reimbursements that have been torn away from you. So here you are being able to go in and say, guys, you guys are going to make a fortune. You're going to get the outcomes that you want. You're going to see lifespan, reduce complications. We're going to keep people out of nursing homes, cemeteries, and hospitals. And you're going to love seeing your skill so well supported as we become an extension of you out there supporting these people in their homes, the places they want to live independently with confidence. And, you know, there's something else we talked about with Frank. You know, Frank is getting people engaged, and he's opening up that laptop. And he's plugging in the numbers, and he's showing people what they're going to make. He said, that Excel spreadsheet where you can put in a location and two sales a day and $75 for a point of sale and, you know, $8 a month and show them what they're going to earn over 60 months, he goes, it's the only tool you need. I mean, you start going through and talking about the Pocket MD and start talking about the mini controller and the wrist pendant. You know, that's all great stuff, right? But it's like what you're going to close on is you're going to close on improving outcomes for their patients, them not having to invest a penny, and us pumping $70,000, $80,000 a year that's compounding every single year so they make, you know, $1 million themselves over the next 60 months that they weren't counting on without them flipping one copper penny up on the desk. That's the sell, man. It's the calculator. So, you know, and you go, well, people don't like to talk about money. Look, you compliment, you sympathize, and you talk about the money. Give them permission to talk about the money. Bring it up. Don't let it be an elephant in the room. Say, there's nothing more important going on under this roof than the service you provide. But it's hard. Now, I sympathize. Here's my compliment. But it's tough because you guys are working harder, working longer. Your staff costs more. Your utilities cost more. Your insurance costs more. Your leases cost more. Your equipment costs more. And then they've cut back reimbursements across the board. And it makes it tough because, you know, nobody wants you to talk about income. They want you to talk about your heart for the patients and their outcomes, which, of course, you've got, right? Everybody morally and ethically wants to see these patients really thrive and do well. We want to see them get the great outcomes, right? But the reality is, between you and me, you know, you can't keep doing this and growing and doing it well if you can't put the cash in the bank to be able to prosper and grow and expand a business and retain staff. So that's where we come in. We make it okay to have this conversation. We're the best of all worlds converging into one spot where you get what you need for your business, your patients get what they need for their care, and we're investing in both of you. We're giving them the best service, investing heavily in all this administrative support and the best equipment and all of this extra intervention that no other company wants to invest to give to the patient. And we're investing to give you inventory we're putting in their hands they don't have to pay for up front. We're giving you an advance on the activation bonus. We're giving you a piece of the recurring revenue override. You're like a partner in our business and own equity in every single customer contract for life. Nobody does that. So it's really down to this calculator here. This is the thing that makes this work. And if we can just get that staff making that quick recommendation, the patients we have getting the best results, they have this system. You guys aren't going to answer questions. You're not going to talk about pricing. You're not going to talk about how it compares. You're not going to walk through brochures. You're just going to insist that they see the electronic caregiver specialist because the patient's getting the best results. They have this system. You say it, you pass it and have it repeated again. Dorothy, I want Carol to have an ECG presentation with our practice specialist. Make sure that you get her name and number in so they can get that appointment set right away. And then she's going to give them the consultation card and say, please sign here. This just authorizes me to give them the name and number, no medical information, our practice specialist to call. You're going to love her. You're going to love him. Oh, everybody raves about him. The patients we have getting the best results, they have this system. You got to turn on that practice. You got to get 5, 6, 7 leads a day coming out of one practice. It takes you three locations, not 30, not 50, to build a business that's doing $365,500. You will get there, but you have to believe that you're going to do it. You got to be a hunter. You got to be focused. I got to go out. I got to hunt. I got to track down orders. I got to get them in the system or I don't eat and I don't thrive. You got to trust in yourself and tie that to a vision and start visualizing and imagining in great detail what it looks like when you look around your new home, what it looks like when your fingers go around the steering wheel of that new car, what it looks like when you call up your Wells Fargo or B of A account and you see a savings account that's got $182,000 in it and a checking account that's full. You need to see the pictures on the mantle of the vacations and trips you've taken. You got to imagine opening up that closet and seeing those shoes and those shirts and those coats and seeing a new wardrobe. You've got to imagine when you pull back the window treatments, what your view's like in the place you've chosen to live. You've got to imagine what it's like to see happy referral sources, winning with you fanning out gift cards. You've got to visualize what it's like giving that passionate in service, compelling that doctor, telling them why they don't have risk, telling them we're going to invest to make sure they get the result. You've got to envision those lead forms coming through. You've got to picture it in your mind. You've got to picture yourself calling people excited to meet you. You've got to imagine and visualize hearing those people talk about how that doctor and that gal behind the counter raved and raved about how much they're going to love you and how great you are. And imagine that connection and that endorsement. You've got to envision how you're going to go back in and not make people feel bad when they don't first start getting all the leads, you know, going through. You got to remind them how it's working in other places, lives being saved everywhere else. You've got to envision how you're going to encourage them and say, don't you worry, we'll get these leads done. Remember, all you got to do is put this card in your hand, and if you let me know if that doc's not backing you up. Doc's got to make the recommendation and say, Carol, I want Dorothy here to have that presentation. And I want her to meet with our practice specialist for an ECG consultation. Please make sure that gets done and the name gets in with the number so we get that appointment set. When that doctor does that, you put that card in the hand. You say you're going to love our practice specialist, the patients we have getting the best results. Have this system. Sign here. I'll forward your name and number. They'll call you within a day or two. Oh, you're really going to love this experience. Make sure you see them. You're really going to enjoy this. That's what's got to happen. You have to envision these things and see these things happening, and you better know how to string the words together. You better be recording and playback, record and playback, record and playback. How many times? 200, 500, 1,000. And pretty soon, you know so much about, you'll be at 50, and you'll be adding another piece, adding another piece, adding another piece. You'll have so much confidence built up and so much courage built on the foundation of the confidence, you'll start beating doors down. Remember, you only need 3 of the right ones. You got to start making a decision. Where are you going to focus your support? And where are you going to set your minimum standards? And why aren't you doing 3 and 5 orders every single day, 5 days a week? Why aren't you getting that done? Because it's your potential. Other people are selling. Other people with less to offer are getting the referrals at the exact places that you can go in and offer amazing incentives for. You have something nobody else has. You didn't have to pay $40,000 to $50,000 for your geography, business cards, marketing supplies, lists, mailings. I mean, all this stuff we do. Like, we're out raising tens of millions of dollars to make sure that you can have this privilege and this offer. Make use of it. Have a personal breakthrough. Set yourself up with a new vision and a new standard. Make March the best damn month you've ever had, and get your personal breakthroughs done. Get over the procrastination, perfect your language, change your demeanor, reinvent yourself, and do that thing that you never thought you could do before. I don't have that personality. I can't say those words. You can't say them because you don't say them, because you won't say them, not because you can't say them. If you do say them and you rehearse it in private on your own and say, that sounds silly, that doesn't sound like my personality, I can't do it that way, you're going to find once you get to 30, 40, 50 times of repeating it, it's coming out and you're saying, I sound good. I sound intense. I got my modulation, my pause, my cadence, my gestures, my expressions. I'm focused. I say it and I can feel it and I know it to be true, so I can mean it. And I need to get out there and project more passion into the market. I need to start commanding, right? Commanding people to get in line and assist me and start funneling in these lines of referrals so I can go just close. When you get this right, you don't understand. You guys close 8 and 9 out of all 10 out of every 10 appointments, right? So it's really your work with being able to compel these people to feed more leads to you. You're pretty good when you got the leads. Now, I think you could be better. And I don't think we should have to discount to get referrals. I think you could ask for referrals like every professional does without the R for R. I think you could close a lot more people every day because you get better at getting these leads in. And I think that you can have a personal breakthrough. Choose financial prosperity. Give yourself a pay raise, not 30%. I want you to give yourself a 500% pay increase this year. It's time to catapult yourself to a new level. If it's procrastination, if it's busy work that's not income work, reset. Is what I'm doing right now the highest use of my time, my words, and my mind, and my communication skills to be able to compel other people to bring me a lead? Is this an income-generating activity? Get non-income-generating activity and wasteful things out of the way. It starts in here because you have to make a decision. And you have to say, I give myself permission to win and win big. I want a 5x increase to my personal income. I want it 10x next year. I want to stop screwing around and limiting myself because of fear, because of lack of vision, because I didn't really dig in and perfect my language and get a coach to help me. I'll be your coach. We'll get on calls. You tell me what you need. I'll help you do it. And then get out there and be in action and do it, which you'll feel much more comfortable with doing when you're more practiced and rehearsed, because it's almost always the language that hangs people up. The lack of a simple record and playback, that process has cost more people more millions of dollars than anything I've ever seen in 30 years of coaching and running one of the biggest national seminar companies in the world. They couldn't get their capital, couldn't get their contracts, couldn't get their executives and their teams built, couldn't go out and sell the market, couldn't build the bread and butter income, just couldn't get anything done. All because what was deficient were the words. Some people would say, no, they had fear. They had fear because they wouldn't do the simple practical work of rehearsal and repetition, so they built their strength and confidence through skill. Skill banishes and abolishes fear. Skill abolishes fear. Skill is what you need. Rehearsal's what you need. You've got the videos. You've got the scripts. You hear me saying it over and over and over again. You've got to say it better than me. Not half as good as me, not as good as me, twice as good as me. That's where you got to get. So why do I go out and get these huge teams? Why do I get master dealers in, and when I put my attention on them, suddenly they start selling like crazy? And then as soon as I go over here and I raise capital, they stop selling. As soon as I come off of raising capital, we stop raising money, right? Like, wherever I put my attention, things start to expand. Wherever you put your attention, things will expand. It's that simple. Rehearsal. And now let's go back and remember. We got to have a bigger vision. We got to rehearse and build our skill. We got to remember that people are out there without the incentives we have to offer, selling things that are $20, $30 an hour and building businesses doing $2 to $4 million a year from the ground up with virtually no help, having to go out and harvest all those leads from people they can't financially incentivize to bring them the referrals, yet they get them anywhere. If they don't hunt and kill, they don't eat. Hunt the order, close the deal, get that thing put into the system. Just one after another, right? That part. Remember the fear, the anxiety. People are terrified of living alone, sleeping with the lights on. Speak into that. Speak into that. There are people out there that are terrified of the visit from their own adult children because they're afraid that there'll be something that looks unkept, some plate that wasn't put away, some document, some laundry that wasn't finished. And inside their mind, even sometimes it's ridiculous, they have the fear. They're saying, they're going to spot this. I can't believe they came here. They're scared of their own children's visits because they don't want to be judged, and they're afraid of being viewed as incompetent. And the, you know, and the kids all of a sudden feel like they just got to be all over mom and dad. And look at, if people lose their sense of self and control and power and dignity in these situations, and they're in fear, this is the confidence that gives you the ability to demonstrate you're making good decisions, you got 24/7 protection, you're making the right moves, you're not forgetting anything, you're remembering everything, because the electronic caregiver never leaves, never forgets, never sleeps, never gets distracted with a phone call, never has to bathe, never runs out into the backyard to water the plants or go out and get the mail. It's always there. Dignity, confidence, not $20 to $30 an hour. You guys are going, well, the other company's offering something for $29 and I'm $49. You're not selling that. You're selling don't go to a place that costs $44,000 to live in or $90,000 because it's a nursing home. You're not selling against the difference of $10. You're saying, look, if you can remain independent, you won't need home care service where somebody's got to come in here and it's $2,000 and $3,000 a month. That's what this is protecting you against. The electronic caregiver is putting money back in your pocket. But you have to have the right system, and you have to have the right services and the right features and the right support. There's a certain cost for that. And when you pay that cost, you don't get jammed on these huge expenses and huge setbacks and loss of your independence and loss of being able to live here in the home you love. And you don't have to suddenly be flooding out thousands of dollars, depleting your entire savings and running up every credit card because somebody's got to come in here to help you every day. This thing is a time machine. It is an anti-aging device. It is something that takes active people and keeps them active. It preserves independence. It extends the time. It warps time and extends time, so you have a longer period of time with independence. And because you're independent longer, all of these prospective costs for medical experiences or community living or in-home support, all those things get washed away. Nothing is going to protect your bank account, your checkbook, and your financial reserves better than this system. That is what it's all about. Guys, start thinking big, man. I'm talking to people out here shelling out. Remember, almost 200,000 operating expenses in reserves, 40 to 50,000 for a franchise, going out with no artillery, not even armed. They don't have guns, they don't have bows and arrows, and they got to go out and hunt. They don't have knives, they got nothing. They got to go out with nothing to offer and get all these local medical and senior service providers to flood them with referrals so they can grow their business. And they grew a business that costs a fortune more than what you offer, is very complicated, and they built a business doing $2 to $4 million a year. Guys, do the math in the calculator. Use the calculator to close the right business. You start plugging in two a day from just a few places, add in your success ladder bonuses and your 12,000 hero perks and all the other things we throw in. And like, remember, we just gave $4,000 in stock to people on the last epic trip. You start adding in all the things you get and then the commissions on top of it. And you see high six figures growing over a quarter million, 350, 450, five. You know, let's start there. And then I'll show you how you get to $2 and $3 million. But let's have that next big breakthrough. Not in April, not in July, not next year, not, well, you know, come on, guys. You know what it's about, right? Let's do it now. It's March Madness, and you've just had a taste from the master of the madness.